Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. Hey, how about that intro music? You know, we've had that for a while, and everybody seems to like it a lot. And I'll tell you, before every episode, when I hear it come on, I just picture our guest, who's ever going to be on the show, just riding into town on their horse, you know, out from the dusty Badlands. And today's no exception, you know, Jessica Marr, pop singer-songwriter. She's fantastic, one of my favorite people, returning guest, and I can just picture her riding into town on a horse. I don't know. Jessica, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm actually currently riding into town on a horse. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah, I know. It's amazing. Are you a horse girl? Did you grow up on horses?
Even though I am from Kansas, I love animals and horses. I'm not a horse girl, as in, like, I don't know what the heck. I've ridden maybe one or two in my time, but
I
have respect for horses. What about you? Are you a horse girl?
You know, I actually rode quite a bit when I was a kid. My grandparents had a big ranch in Oklahoma there, Tahlequah, and summer my parents would get sick of hearing me. And ship me down there for the snow day. But I did go every summer, and I got to tell you, farm work is hard, especially in the heat down there in Kansas and Oklahoma. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were telling the truth.
I'm telling you. I learned all about it. Fence mending, baling hay, horse riding, all of it. Oh, my God.
I'm not very well versed in it. You'll have to teach me your ways. I don't know much about it.
I'm telling you, horses, you're doing something either one end or the other. You're either feeding them or cleaning up after them, and it never stops.
It's like with dogs.
Anyhow. Yeah, that's very true. Oh, don't even get me started. I was on the Indian warpath this morning. You know, I have a dog, and so I walk my dog. And we live in a nice neighborhood. I mean, it's a far cry from Detroit, you know. It ain't creme de la creme. It's right next door to the creme de la creme, though. So it's a pretty nice neighborhood, upper middle class. And, you know, I get that not everybody has to be like me. You know, I get these fancy dog waste bags that are made out of corn cobs and very hippy-dippy, you know, and good for the environment. You know, bring a newspaper. I don't care what you do, but pick up after your dog, you know?
Yep.
But you're part of having a dog. And we're walking.
I agree.
My dog just points it out. Well, Papa, there's one. Somebody didn't pick up. I'm like, oh, man. If I see the person, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. And that's just what kind of neighbor I am. Anyhow. You don't have a dog, though, do you? Folks, you don't even know. I'm trying desperately to make up, because before we came on the air, I'm scrolling through Jessica's Instagram feed, and I'm like, oh, look at this beautiful kitty. Look at this beautiful kitty. She's like, oh, yeah, Jamie, he passed. I'm like, oh, no. Jessica,
no,
sorry.
I honestly appreciate you appreciating Mr. Cuddles, that's his name, his beauty. He was very special. I had cats growing up. I did briefly have a dog not too long ago, so I know a lot about picking up the poop. So I agree with you. I think it's human decency. If you're going to have a dog, pick up the poop. This is now a PSA. Everybody listening, please pick up your dog. You know what?
Absolutely. Yep. And any fellas out there listening, I will just add on to this. On the same mindset, pick up your socks, put them in the hamper, and don't roll them up into balls. People hate that. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. I didn't know where you were going to go with that one, Jamie. I was like, he said, any fellows out there? I'm like, oh, no. Pick up your sock. Okay, we're safe.
No, yes. Well, it's true. It's something that there are so many things, and I don't know what it is. I'm going to sound like an old man here. I really am. There are certain things that being a guy, you should know how to do. One, now it's been a long time since I've been a single wolfing around young buck, you know. But something I learned I had an old punk rock friend of mine give me this great wisdom. He said, women, you know, when I got my first apartment and stuff, you know, and I was all excited about it, he said, girls, women are like cats. They need a clean place to potty. So you can live like a slob if you want to, but make sure your bathroom is nice and clean, because like a cat, they need a clean place, you know, and they will judge you on that. He goes, if you want to meet more women, have a nice place. And I remember when this conversation was happening, my friend Ronald, who was gay as the day was long, seconded that. He goes, not just women, everybody. If your place is put together nice, just like your car, people say, oh, that guy's got it together. You know, for some reason,
yeah.
All these young guys I know seem to have lost that bit of knowledge, or they never got it. I don't know, you know.
I agree with you. I know some, and I'm not going to name names because I love all of my friends. I have some friends, I mean, men and women, who have not the cleanest place. And I'll just say, like, I think, you know, for me personally, I won't speak to anyone else. Like, do what you want to do. But for me, usually, I think my outer is a reflection of my inner. So I'm like, if my space is clean, then I'm taking care of myself. And, you know, if my room is nice, my place is nice, then you know, I'm in a good headspace. So I'm like, well, I think if you can be impacted by your environment, which you really freaking can, you know, I might get on my mindfulness soapbox here, but as I do, but you definitely, I think, will benefit from just maintaining a nice space. Treat yourself well, treat your body well, treat
Absolutely.
Your space well. Just see how much
improvement
you notice.
Absolutely. I'm a painter. I'm an artist. So, you know, and I'm sitting right now inside my studio. I'm sitting here. I'm looking around. And most people, you know, these weird myths happen with people, you know, that oh, artist studios are always just a total, you know, looks like a tornado went through there. Not mine. I like my studio to be like a doctor's operating room. I want to know where everything is, where everything's organized, and I just work better that way. I'm more creative that way, you know, but that's what works for me. I'm not saying that'll work for you out there, folks, but I have found it to be a, you know, I don't waste a lot of time looking for stuff. I'll tell you that. Cause I know where everything is. So
I like to keep it tidy.
You seem like the type of woman though, you know, and I'm like I said, I'm scrolling through your Instagram here and whatnot. You seem, and I could, maybe this is just, you know, influencer branding or something, but you seem like you got it together. You always look great, you know, everything's, your art, your music is always extremely polished, you know, you look like you know what you're doing. I'm always pretty impressed.
Well, thank you,
Jamie.
You're hired. I appreciate you. Thank you. I'll take it. And thank you for your kind words coming from a lovely gentleman and talented artist such as yourself. I really appreciate that. I definitely do my best. I can't say it's always perfectly polished, but I do my best. And that's kind of what I do with my music, too. And, I mean, obviously I have collaborators and I work with awesome producers on the songs. But in terms of my content, I mean, everything, I'm just wearing a bunch of hats. So it might... It might not come off as I intend, but I do the best I can with what I got.
And you do well. You do well. You know, speaking of Instagram and scrolling through, I was scrolling through before we came on just because, and this, I don't want this to sound misogynistic or weird or creepy or anything like that, but You can usually, girls have mastered Instagram. Women have mastered Instagram. They know how to do this kind of stuff. Like if I need to know, like I'm like, oh, I want people to see a post. I ask my wife, when should I, like what time you post stuff on here matters and every, you know, and hashtag, all that kind of stuff. I have no clue about this stuff. But I know enough to know that if I'm going to be talking to a woman, I'll look at her Instagram page because I can usually get a pretty good bead of things going on in her life. You know what I mean? Hit me out of left field. I had no idea. Now, you've been on the show a couple times now, two or three times, something like that. And I thought I had a pretty good bead on Jessica Mark. You know, if you were a Jeopardy question, I would have picked you. You know what I mean? Or a category. I would have picked it because I thought I had a pretty good lay of the land there. No idea. It looks like you are mentoring or coaching or maybe just doing Ninja Warrior stuff. You're running up a big wall here.
So one of my best friends, Yachty, she's a Ninja Warrior, an American Ninja Warrior. She's been on the show multiple times, and she and I did a collaboration to release somebody. This is a nice little segue. Look at us. So nice. Well done, Jamie. We did a collaboration for the release of the song Somebody, where we were inviting people to use the song in a reel to show themselves exceeding limitations, going past external pressures. And because she's a ninja, and she also, it was a collaboration between the two of us, we had a ton of people in the ninja community come out and make reels, and they invited me to be collaborators with them. We had some really great people. I know Dottie was one of them, Susie Q was one of them, Sophie was one of them, and then a bunch of other ninjas shared. But I am a collaborator on their posts because they use my song. Now, I am really passionate about movement, and I do enjoy fitness. And I can actually do a spider wall. I went with Yachty once to a ninja gym, and I could do the rope. I could do the spider wall. I could scale the short wall. You know, I can do some things. I'm maybe this is a sign that I'm meant to get more into ninja, but, I do believe in, you know, I'm a mindfulness practitioner, and I absolutely can speak for days about the connection to movement, you know, mind, body. So I do support the ninja community. But that was actually a cool campaign for the release of Somebody.
That is fantastic. That is so cool. My wife is obsessed with this. And because I'm a good trained husband, I always ask my wife when we sit down to watch television in the evening, well, dear, what would you like to watch tonight? You know, Ninja Warriors, American Ninja Warriors, is one of those shows that I have watched many episodes because she is obsessed with it. And I think exactly by what you're saying, too, is it's people doing amazing things and pushing themselves. Now, see, if it was me and I was a contestant on one of these episodes, I'd be that guy. They have them on like every other episode who talks a big game and then comes out and then loses it in the first like 3 seconds. Just walks up to the edge and falls right into the wall. That would be me. It would probably happen, but not intentionally. It's all.
If you watch the show, you and Danny watch the show, you might have seen Yachty on there. She's been on a few times, and I believe it's June. They're airing her most recent season. It's Ninja Yachty.
Wow.
I'll give her a little plug too.
When the show's over, I'm sure she knows. There's a bunch of really. It's kind of neat too because it kind of even reminds me. I don't want people to take this the wrong way. One of the things I like is there's a theatricality about it. I don't think that's a word, but I'm going to go with everybody kind of has their thing, you know. There's one guy, he's an extremely Catholic guy, you know, and he's got his priest there and stuff. And I'm like, wow, it kind of almost reminds me of wrestling in a way or boxing, you know, because everybody has their thing, you know. But those people are mean, man. They're not mean, but I don't mean that in that they're negative and going to beat people up mean. They're mean, and they're mean to the course. They do amazing stuff on that show. I have no idea, you know. it's amazing athletes is what I'm saying. They should have that course in the Olympics, really. You know, because that shows.
Oh, for sure.
If you can do that shit, you can handle stuff, you know, is all I'm saying, in my opinion.
Yes, for sure. Well, and Yadi, she's a phenomenal athlete. So it was cool to do that. It was her idea
to
do the collaboration. And so I'm very blessed, and my friends have been so supportive. If you look at all the reels of somebody right now, it's just like so many of my closest friends, my best friends, people on there, than the ninja communities and the people in my community. And it's been really well received. So I agree with you. I think that we can take a lot from Ninja, which is that we're capable of more than we give ourselves credit for.
Absolutely. And I will say this. This is something I learned a long time ago. And a lot of people, you know, it's interesting to me because a lot of people I know that are very successful musicians or writers or painters, whatever, people in the creative world, a lot of them, not all, but a lot, have an athletic background. And one of the things I've gleaned from talking to people, you know, over the last 10 years or so doing the show is, and that doesn't surprise me when I find that out, because one of the things that athletic and movement and dance and things like that teach people is if you do something, you practice, you get good at stuff. You get better at stuff, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And art's the same way. I don't care what you're doing, if you're painting, if you're sculpting, whatever, baking biscuits, it doesn't matter. If you do it a lot, you start to get a little handle on things, you know? And people always ask me, they're like, oh, you know, you can paint this or that. You know, I'm like, oh, I didn't start out that way.
Oh, my gosh. Ain't that the truth?
Sketch some stuff, you know, when I started out. But, yeah, you don't want to see the art school Jamie Rocks paintings. Oh, God. Terrible.
Well, that's the thing. Is everybody starts small. And I really appreciate you saying this. Because obviously, I mean, your paintings are so beautiful and you're so talented. And you're right. Like, you started out small. That's kind of like what this song is about, because it's about a few different things, but it's about, like, authentically expressing yourself on your own timeline. And that's what you have to do, is start small. And so many people are like, oh, you know, they'll give themselves grace when it comes to, like, maybe learning a language, or, like, even with babies learning to walk. It's like, how many times does a freaking baby fall down before it can finally walk?
Yeah.
But for some reason, when it comes to, like, creating things, we just are so harsh on ourselves and others. And so many people are like, oh, it's so cringe, or, oh, I'm not good, or whatever. It's like, if you don't ever push past that freaking cringe and not being good and small, you're never going to be good. And that's, like, with Instagram, I appreciate you saying that mine looks polished, because I keep throwing spaghetti at the wall, because I'm just doing my best, living my journey, and doing what I can to grow and improve, you know?
Well, and yeah, and it's working, you know, it's working. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
It's March, and Al wants to double your refund. Al Hendrickson Toyota has 0% financing on new select 2024 Toyotas. 0% financing. Wow. And Al wants to double your refund up to $10,000 when you buy a new Toyota. Time to trade or sell your current car? Al will pay up to your original MSRP on your trade. Who else will pay up to the original MSRP, double your refund, and has 0% financing? Al Hendrickson Toyota. Visit alhendricksontoyota.com/new-vehicle-specials for full details, expiring 3/31/24, or come by West Sample Road.
Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
And it's so true. You know, it is so true. You have to, you know, you got to push past it. And I'll tell you guys something. You know, a little secret, I've lived a fast life. That's a better description. I've done a lot of things, been a lot of places. I have never felt anything that feels as good as accomplishing something you thought you couldn't do. You know, when you work hard and you finally get it, you're like, yeah. And you have that ability to flex a little bit, you know.
Yep.
No better feeling. No better feeling. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
That's confidence. That's confidence. Exactly.
Yeah.
It takes the courage to get out there, but confidence just comes from repetition, like from doing something. And the same is true. It's like, I think even in the world of dating, you know, people are like, oh,
ooh,
I was so stupid. I made a mistake. Why did I date that person? Or how did I not see the red flags? Or like, or even people sometimes, and I've experienced it, some people be like, oh, I don't understand how you could have done this, or why didn't you do this, or whatever. It's like, I'm sorry, is cursing allowed? I can't remember.
Yeah, we're on the internet, man. It's fine.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah, so how...
Just remember, your papa's listening, so, you know.
Yeah, Well, he's hurt worse. But how the fuck are you supposed to know, excuse my language, what to look out for or what not to do or who not to be with or what
you
don't want
it.
If you don't freaking try? You have to be open and, like, and yes, you might get hurt. Actually, you probably will. And, yes, you might fall. And, yes, you might, you know, fail. But that is literally life. Happening, you know.
Absolutely. I was just telling a friend of mine, we were talking about horrid first dates. I had a blind, and I have such a good story. I this was many, many years ago. A friend of mine had set me up on a blind date, and it was great, you know. And I'm like, what am I going to take this gal? I knew she was kind of, she's a preppy girl, you know what I mean? Kind of a normal gal. You know, what I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, I knew she didn't have a blue mohawk or something, you know what I mean? So I knew kind of which way to, because you want to impress a person any date you go on, you know, so you kind of want to make it cool. So I'm like, first date, so I don't want to go too over the top. And I had a friend of mine who owned a club, a lounge type deal. And they had a karaoke night. And I said, karaoke's always fun. Everybody likes karaoke. You know, do a couple shots. Yeah, it's great. Sing a Grease song. You know, that's every girl likes that. So we went, and we were having a good time. Had a couple shots. Everything was going great. And then she wanted to sing some karaoke. Okay. So, you know, you go up, and you look through the book, and she picked her thing and gave it to the lady and whatnot. It was her time to go up on stage. And she starts, and it was like she was singing to me. And she starts singing, I can't remember who sang it originally. I think it was Carrie Underwood, that Before He Cheats song, you know, where she trashes the guy's car and keys his car. And she's singing it to me. And everybody in the place is looking at me. And I'm like, it wasn't me. This is a blind kid. I don't know this girl. You know, that was a red flag. And there was a time in my life when I would have overlooked that. But I had started to become more mindfulness in my surroundings. And I'm like, that's a red flag. This gal is crazy and not a fun kind of crazy. That was the first and last date with her, you know. And I hope she's doing well, you know, whatever
asylum
she's in.
Well, it's hilarious. I pictured you when you said it wasn't me. I'm like, cue the song Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. Next, by Jamie
me.
Going up there.
I didn't know
but,
this
yeah, and it's just like, you know.
That's all I'm saying.
So,
that's what I took.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, you know, it's probably one of those things where, and I think this is a bit where I was just having a conversation with my best friend, Shannon, about how there's this kind of balance between, because I do believe in, I believe that love over hate, I believe in empowerment over, you know, fear. I feel like that's genuinely what I'm here to do, is spread that. And I also believe in compassion, and there's kind of this like balance between, you know, being able to find forgiveness in your heart and let things go, you know, not condoning behavior, but letting things go. And also like in accountability. But I do think that there's something to be said for, like, people where you can just have compassion, because all of us are just fucked up in our own ways, doing our best, and we all have our flaws, you know? And so it's like, she probably had some really messed up stuff happen to her and was projecting that onto you.
And that's true. And who knows? Maybe I looked like the guy, you know, or something. It could have been anything, you know? Maybe it was the way I smoked in those days. Maybe it was the way I held my cigarette or something. You know, I mean, it could be any, because I've had that happen. I've met somebody before and I like everybody normally. But I've had it happen where I meet somebody and they just rubbed me wrong. You know, and I'm like, oh, God, what? You know, you think about it afterwards and you're like, oh, yeah, looks like that bully I had in fifth grade. You know, it's just weird. People are strange. I can't picture you being crazy like that, though, Jessica. You got it. Plus, if you went to sing karaoke, they'd chase you out of the place because you'd be too good, you know? You got the price.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie.
Get out of here, girl. This is amateurs, not professionals. Come on.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, I think I've got my own, crazy and, my own stuff that I'm working through. I think there's a big level of self-awareness, though, and accountability where, I do my best. But it's funny because we actually go to a local place here with our friend. We play we go to a local place. My dad and I do a lot of, gigs. We do some volunteering gigs. We do a lot of local gigs. And we'll go out to, nursing homes and retirement centers. And then with our friend DJ, he might be listening right now, but our friend DJ, we'll always go to a place after with him where they do karaoke. And they're actually so kind to me there. And they'll be like, I sang Janis Joplin once. And they're like, Janis, it's you. And there was a couple there that was, they're in their 90s. They've been married for 68 years. And they got up and danced when I sang Patsy Cline, and I just started crying because I'm like, this is such a beautiful moment. So actually with karaoke, I'm like, you know what? I, funny enough, now have a very special place in my heart for karaoke, when before it was just like something I did as like a kid to like NSYNC and Britney Spears.
I hear you. I've been to so many karaoke bars. I have a terrible voice, though. If I were to get up and try to sing karaoke, like, frogs would start coming into play. You know what I mean? They would be drawn.
That's what karaoke's there for, though. That's what it's supposed to be. I feel like because I'm a singer, everybody is like, oh, Jess's going to give her, she better be good. I'm like, do I just not reserve the right to sing bad karaoke at any point in my life, guys? Come on. Like, can I just get up there and, like, do she bang, like, American Idol status? Like, come on. I never do.
I had a friend of mine who, he was in this, back in the 80s, he had a couple hits in a big new wave band at the time. I don't want to say who it is, but. Anyway, he was a keyboard player, synthesizer player, and decades had passed, and he made his living. He played piano at a very high-end retail, like fancy-dancy clothes store, like a tailor-type place, and, where they have the guy playing, the piano player playing playing songs. And then he also did, to make extra money, that was his main gig. And then he also did these battling piano nights at this club type place. Yeah. And so I said, man, everybody always has such a great time. You got a great job, And he goes, yeah, but it's hard. And I said, what do you mean? You know all this stuff, forward and backwards, it seems. You don't even look at the sheet music. And he goes, no. He goes, but when you're doing covers, everybody knows the song. So you got to do it perfect, You can't change things up ever because they want to hear, like a recording of it.
My dad says, because he'll do guitar. He plays guitar and he'll do guitar riffs. And he's like, it's so much easier to just improv versus like to do the exact specific solo lead, as everyone knows in the recording.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's true. I agree with that.
That's amazing. It's so cool that, now let me ask you this, because your father's a musician also. Did you always have, it seems like you had this great relationship with your father. And obviously, I'm assuming he influenced you as a musician and whatnot. Was that always the case? Were you guys always real tight and everything growing up and everything?
Yeah, he's just the worst. No, I'm just kidding. He's listening right now. But, I'm very blessed. I have two great parents, and they both supported me. I believe my mom is listening too. So hi, mom. when they accept their awards, they're like, hi, mom and dad. It's me right now. But I think we have some people tuning in actually from all over, so it's pretty cool. But I think we might even have Alaska and California, all of the Midwest. So cool, cool. Shout out to everybody. But I definitely was. Yeah, I was definitely supported by both my parents because I just kind of grew up. I mean, from the moment I knew what I wanted to do, you know, the moment I was a conscious being, I just knew I wanted to perform and I loved music. And so both of my parents were very supportive of that, like wanted to make sure that, you know, I knew that was accepted and what they were never like, but you need to be a doctor or a lawyer. It was none of that. So, and when I got to be, I mean, I did musical theater my whole life. I play violin still to this day. And I sang.
Wow,
and
I did not
when
know
I was
this.
About, see, there you go. I'm just keeping you on your toes, Jamie. I'm surprised.
I'm telling you.
Yep. So I play violin. And I actually started playing with my dad in a bluegrass fiddle band back home in Kansas when I was like, I think 15. And it was really fun. That's kind of, honestly, I attribute that we played at a place called The Barn. And it was called The Barn because it was a converted barn into a music hall. Like, I mean, it's the most country sounding thing I've ever done in my life.
But, yeah, nothing wrong with that, though.
No, it was really fun, and it definitely informed me as a performer and an artist. Even though my sound is not country, I learned a lot about performing and improv and jamming and, like, being on stage from those days, you know, at the barn with my dad when I was younger. Yep.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I have a friend of mine that just came into mind. Young gal that were friends with me and my wife, her and her girlfriend, and she's at that age, you know, and she's just like, oh, I can't stand country music, it's just terrible, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and of course, I wasn't trying to convert her, but I was like, you know, all music, every genre of music has good parts to it, and, you know, some that may not be your cup of tea. One of the things I have always really dug about country music, country and western, both kinds of music, as they say in the Blues Brothers, is the relatability. It seems that, you know, that first heartbreak I ever experienced at 14, you know, I remember moping around the house and my father, you know, what the heck's your problem, kid? And I'm like, oh, you know, no one in the history of humanity has ever felt like I have felt, you know, she went to the dance with a different guy. Are you kidding me? You know, I was down. I was feeling it. And, you know, as only a 14-year-old will. And my father pulled out his Hank Williams albums. He goes, well, this guy, I don't know about the rest of humanity, but this guy's been through it. Why don't you give him a listen? And Hank got me through that breakup, you know. Just the knowledge that somebody else had been through, you know. No, yes, folks, before you send me emails, I know what happened to Hank, old Hank Williams, 27. I'm not saying, believe me, I'm way past 27. That didn't happen to me. I understood. It was nice being exposed to somebody who understood what I was going through. And I think that that's one of the pillars of country music is that relatability. Same with Motown, you know. People are into what they're into. Now, were you always a pop girl also?
So, no, and I just do want to point out that, I mean, I completely agree with you regarding the relatability, and that's something I was talking to somebody about recently. So, no, I haven't always been pop. In fact, my music is kind of influenced, like, a bit by everything, right? There's, like, some soul, there's some rock, there is, I guess, maybe you could say, like, some of the bluegrass, like, influence, or more, I like to say, like, Janis Joplin, by the way, is one of my vocal influences, and I think, like, I think social music can sometimes...
She'd be hard to sing, I would
imagine. Yes,
she
can
like
be.
You, she has some pipes, you know?
Yeah.
She can
well, I'm honored. Thank you. I do my best. And she was definitely one of my inspirations because she just has that like soulful, powerful voice that I love so much. And that was something that really influenced me. And I think sometimes people can also, there's overlap with soul and country in the vocals. You know, if you think Etta James or Janis Joplin today, and if you put it with some banjo, it's like, you know, it could be, but even though country's not, again, not my genre, but I say pop because it's just a little bit more all-encompassing. And my music, I always have the intention to have a message with music, And something I was talking to somebody about recently is it's important to be intentional as a creator. And I'm sure, Jamie, you as a painter, you know, your work is an extension of you. And so if you're putting yourself out there, you want to be proud of the way what you do impacts people. And I do my best to create, empowering and uplifting music. And also, I mean, especially going through what I went through recently, which, and I know, by the way, one of my girlfriends from Alaska is listening, so happy. But she
I
were talking about this too, like the power of going through a really challenging situation, some challenging heartbreak. You know, sometimes it's okay to share music that has that almost, you know, sad or emotional element to it, because that's a part of the human experience. And sometimes somebody just really wants to feel, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. You know, my song Somebody is kind of more like the badass, like, I don't need your stuff, like, don't come at me with that. But then I have some new songs that are coming out in the future that are going to be more about, like, wow, like, this was really challenging, like, this was really painful. And I hope that people can take away from it, not that there's an intention to spread sadness, but there's an intention to say, hey, we're all in this human experience together, and I see you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Your total comes out to 486. I really want to get fit, but I'm strapped for cash to join a gym.
UFIT Gym is my go-to. They offer new strength training equipment, small group training, and affordable personal training.
That sounds awesome, but really, I'm on a tight budget.
Well, UFIT Gym memberships start as low as $2.30 a week. How much did you just spend for that coffee?
Discover UFIT Gym with cutting-edge lifting platforms, booty builders, and an array of free weights, all starting at just $2.30 per week. Visit UFIT.com to find a gym near you.
Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us. www.jamierocks.us.
Hey Rockers, this is Stacey Lane Wilson, author and editor of the Rock and Roll Nightmares book series. I have a new podcast that features interviews with musicians, artists, authors, filmmakers, and music historians. In season one, I interview Phil Soussan from Ozzy Osbourne's band, Scott Crawford, the director of the Cream magazine documentary, Lisa S. Johnson, the award-winning author and photographer of the books 108 Rockstar Guitars and Immortal Axes, just to name a few. The Rock and Roll Nightmares podcast explores the dark and mysterious and sometimes funny side of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Enjoy on RSS or anywhere you like to listen to podcasts.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and
Barnes & Noble, all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
And to be kind of moving through the emotions together. And then at the end, always to come out, for me personally, choosing love, choosing empowerment. Like, nothing is, there is no greater shit than coming out of the other side of being really hurt or traumatized and still being true to yourself. Like, a kind heart that chooses to be kind even when you've been done wrong. Come on, like, that's some strength right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, if I were to have any advice to younger people listening, when you do go through this, I've seen this happen before. I've seen this happen a few times. Do not let disappointment, hurt, go bitter in you, turn you bitter, you know? You don't want to be that bitter older woman, you know, that was just that's just pissed off at the world because one time things didn't go her way, you know what I mean? And whatever. And I'm not saying that to, well, just get over or whatever. It's just don't let it affect you. Let it affect you, like Jessica's saying, in a positive way. Use that as rocket fuel to, you know, to handle your scandal. But I've seen it go the other way, and because it just as easily can if you allow it to, and that ain't good, you know? That ain't good. You wind up – I'll tell you what happens, folks. You wind up in a Karen video on YouTube, you know, where the whole plane has to be plane. You know, you don't want that. You don't want that.
Yeah. And
you don't want to be that woman. You know?
Yeah, that woman or that man, honestly, because I've seen so many jaded, burnt men as well, and it's like – men and women, I think, can easily fall subject to, like you're saying, Jamie, being bitter and jaded. And it's okay if you're there. You know, we all end up there at one point or another. The point is don't stay there because you have something beautiful to offer, and you're not going to do that for yourself or for anyone when you're allowing what hurt you to have a power over you, you know. And again, like, trust me, I have my moments where I'm angry, like, but fortunately – being a mindfulness practitioner, I know how to release anger in a healthy way, not in a way that changes my heart and my spirit. Like, and I was just talking to my, I keep telling you about all these conversations with my friend, Jamie, it's like we're having girl talk right now, you and I.
And I'm telling you, we are. I feel like I'm in a room that I normally denied. You know, it's very cool.
You're getting the real stuff. But I was just talking to my friend last night here, where I am now, about, and she was saying, like, you know, one of her friends was with someone who was very cruel and just very, very mean to her. I'm not going to give details, but she was saying that her friend told her, you know, I really had a lot of compassion for this person because I knew what they had been through. And she goes, but you know what? Right. I realized that's not an excuse because I look at you, and my friend has also been through a lot. And my friend also has other people in her life who's been through a lot. And I'm, again, not going to give details because it's not my story to tell. But I'm just going to say I know people who have been through unspeakable things on either side of the spectrum where it's like now they're perpetuating it or now they're breaking that cycle. And, again, I have compassion for everybody. But and then this is what I was talking to Shannon about today is it is a choice. We have a choice at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Are you going to continue it? Or are you going to break the cycle if you've had it? And if you haven't experienced it, who do you want to be? You know, we always have sovereignty and a choice. And so for me personally, I'm like, you know what? I'm not saying I've had the hardest life. I'm not at all. Right? But I've been through some stuff, and I'm not going to let that make me a nasty, manipulative person. And I know people that kind of do that. And it's like,
well,
you have the choice.
And sometimes people
will
do that to try to hold on to something that doesn't need to be held on to, you know, they don't want it to, or if they want, if it ends, I've seen this with guys and girls, I've known men and women, where they're like, well, if it's going to end, it's going to end on my terms. You know, well, sometimes things just end, you know, and sometimes things should just end, you know. I've had that happen. Have you ever had that where things come to an end, so you're dating somebody or whatnot, and it comes to an end, and then all of your friends come out of the woodwork and say, you know, they're like, do a jig. They're like, oh, thank God, you know, and you're like, what do you mean? Why didn't you give me a heads up? And they're like, we tried. You didn't want to see it. You know, I'm like, shout louder next time. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think sometimes they also are like, you're just going to have to learn it for yourself, because I've had that same experience where people are like, oh, you know, finally, and they tell me the truth, and I'm like, something I really feel, but at the same time, it's like, it's kind of a good thing that they didn't, because, you know, is it really, at the end of the day, would that have stopped you, or would you have still given this person a chance? You know, so I agree with you. I'm like, I've had that same thing. I'm like, what the heck? So, oh, now you're telling me this, but it's like, you know what, I think I probably just needed to learn it on my own for myself.
Well, you know, we've talked about the new track, and it's out now, right? Somebody's out now?
It is.
People can get
Somebody
it.
Is out everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome. Let's play it for everybody, because I think there's a lot of people tuning in that, you know, probably need to hear this. It's a great track, and I'm telling you, folks, if this is a horse, I bet on it. It's going to win the race, is all I'm saying. Here it is, Jessica Marr. We're going to play it, then we'll talk about it. This is Somebody.
You say that fake it is, you hope to make it, because they don't want you to be true. Oh, they just want to be a winner, no matter if she's saint or sinner. It's my turn to say something to you. I don't need somebody telling me I got to be somebody. Last thing I want to see. Somebody who's not doing their own. Oh, you think you know me, but I promise you don't. You only hear whatever you want. You got me fitting inside of your mold.
Jessica Marr, Somebody. fantastic track, Jessica. I said it before, but I really feel that way. This is great. No, I know you've moved locations. You were in Texas before, somewhere, and now you're back in the Midwest. Was this recorded in the Midwest, or was this at an established place that pre-move is what I'm saying, in Texas?
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it. I'm so happy and appreciative that you like it. I definitely poured a lot of my heart and soul into it. It was actually recorded in Los Angeles. So before I moved, I was in LA for a while, and then I was very briefly in Texas, and then now I'm in the Midwest. But I recorded it out with my with the two producers who worked on the track with me, Beto Vargas and Mads Ostjohn. They produced the majority of the tracks that I've released. And I actually made this one, I think it was back in 2021 is when we finalized it, and it's just now getting released. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's a little delayed,
well, the production,
still potent.
The track is phenomenal on every level, the lyrics, everything, and the production on this is and not that I'm some big expert, folks. I'm not coming off like that. I'm not in the music business other than my little – Rinketing podcast here, but I'm just saying, I'm a music guy, so as a fan of music, music person, I really appreciate that, because it's just so polished, you know. It's just fantastic, really, really good.
Well, thank you. I'm very fortunate to have worked with some amazing producers on it. Again, their production companies are actually the Record House. And then Beto Vargas Productions out in L.A. And so we worked together, the three of us, and just, like, really closely collaborated with what vision we have. And then they just kind of took it with the production and did beautiful things with it. So I was really happy that they captured the vision, because the intention behind it was, like, there was a lot of power. And, like, I think so many of us can relate to feeling like there are external pressures to be on a certain timeline, or to act a certain way, or look a certain way, or live your life a certain way, right? But at the end of the day, if you're the only one you're born with and die with, and you have to be authentic to you, because you're going to go to the end with regret if you're not living your life authentically.
That's so true. So, so true. You know, it's amazing. I have a good friend of mine. She's a writer and a filmmaker. Her father passed on a couple years ago, and she moved in with her mom. And this woman, you know, is my friend. I would say probably late 50s, early 60s, maybe. And so when she was telling me she was moving with her mom, I didn't come right out and ask, but I thought it. I was like, gosh, how old's your mom? You know, and. Well, it turns out, I never found out, but until about a week ago, she had made a post on Instagram, and that her mom was celebrating her 104th birthday. And I'm like, 104?
Wow.
Just think of what this woman has seen, been through, her life, you know, that journey blows my mind. It blows my mind, and I was getting all excited about it and everything. And then my dog walked in the room and looked at me. And, you know, as a pet owner, people will understand this. The dog seemed to say to me, you're about halfway there, so don't get too excited there, buddy. I was like, oh, man, don't remind me. But, no, you're right. You don't want to be 104 with a lot of, I wish I would have done that, you know.
Right.
I don't
think
you have
that long. Thank you, Jamie. I honestly, it means a lot to hear you say that, because I really don't. I mean, I love wholeheartedly. I follow my dreams. I am genuine in my friendships and my relationships. And it's like, I am far from perfect. I have plenty of flaws. I can give you a laundry list, but I'm not here trying to be somebody I'm not. I have done that in the past, trying to fit in or blend in. Doesn't work. Doesn't go over well.
Right.
It ends up in, you know, in a pretty sad story for everybody. because you're also now depriving people of the real you and giving people an impression of a you that you aren't. So it's good, it's bad for everyone. So I can say right now I have no regrets in my life because everything that I've been through has just continued to help me grow and learn and evolve and improve. And all I can ever hope for is that me being authentic to myself can inspire someone else to do the same for themselves. And then it feels like, okay, I'm doing it right then, I guess.
Absolutely. And folks, find your tribe, man. Find the people that bring that out and that help that self-realization along, you know, that are doing that themselves oftentimes, you know, because you see that and you're like, I'm gonna be true to me, you know, for a while. I'm telling you, one of the best things in my life that I ever did, I used to have, you know, my work persona and, you know, my at-home persona, you know. And I just got old is what happened, old and tired and lazy. And I said, you know, I think we're just going to combine everything so I don't have to keep track of so much. Best thing I ever did.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was a free time for me.
I'm sure it did. And you're such a great person. I mean, you have so much to offer. You're a talented artist. And also, you know, clearly you are passionate about uplifting others. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this podcast and, you know, interviewing artists. And I think it's like, it's so great that you're doing that and providing that in the world, your authenticity, because I can say the world is a better place with you, Jamie, being authentic in it. Otherwise,
well,
I wouldn't be
here. That's fantastic. I think that'll be our new commercial that we start playing. No, I'm teasing.
Yeah, I need some royalties for that, please. Yeah, you're going to have to give me some kickback for that.
Hey, folks, I just got a message from the show's going fine 90%. Sorry, Jessica, you're just finding out about this. I just got a message from the company we do the show through. Apparently, there's a trouble, an issue with the phones tonight. And so, of course, the episode we have Jessica Marr on, there's probably, you know, all sorts of people trying to call in. If you haven't been able to get it through, I apologize. That is something that has happened that is above my little area here, and I really apologize about that. Jessica, you probably had a whole bunch of people trying to get a hold of you on the phone.
Oh.
And we haven't been able to take the calls because the phones are messed up. But you're sounding great. Fine. But I just want to apologize to your fans if they've been trying to call in and haven't been able to get through. Sorry about that.
I'm sure I'd be hearing about it if somebody was trying to get through.
No.
And if they are, you know, everything's happening as it's meant to. That's what I choose to believe because that makes life a little bit better for me.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, if someone's trying to call in and can't get through, then you know, we still love you, and you can shoot me a message or something. And if you have a burning question for Janie or myself, then you know where to find us. We're all over social media, so feel free to shoot it through that way.
And we'll have Jessica on again. She's one of my favorite guests to have on, and you know, and to be honest, a little behind the scenes, behind the curtain, if you will. The advertisers love her too, because boy, do our ratings go up when Jessica's on. Just saying, Jessica. They like it, you
thank
know.
You. Thank you, Jamie. I'm honored. It's always an honor to be on the show with you. I love chatting with you. And you know, like I said, we got our girl talk going. So we're going and we're flowing.
Always. Always. It's
an honor. Thank you for having me back. Crazy. It's always so great.
Yeah, anytime. And everybody, get out. Hey, I didn't even mention, we have links up to jessicamarr.com. That's her main website. And you can go to any social media platform and just put in the Jessica Marr into the search. And we have links to all those as well. And these links do stay active when we convert this to a podcast. Just click on it. And you can go right there. But Jessica is so on top of things. Every social media platform is the Jessica Marr. And Jessica, I respect that so much because nobody does that.
Thank you. And the only reason is the Jessica Marr. Like the Jessica. It's not because I'm like, oh, I'm the Jessica Marr. It's because there was already a Jessica Maher taken by the time I made it. So I was going
right.
to be pure Jessica Maher on all platforms, but we had to add the, or however, you know, people pronounce it. We had to add it so I could actually create a profile. So I was like, well, it's going to be this on all platforms, so it's easy. So thank you for acknowledging that, Jamie. I appreciate you noticing.
I'm telling you, it's weird, all these platform things. I had this happen. A lot of people ask me, they're like, how come it isn't jamierocks.com, your website? It's jamierocks.us. And I'm like, if you really want to know, I'll tell you. It was jamierocks.com, and I decided to go to San Francisco for a weekend and hadn't kept up with my email and things because, unlike Jessica, way back in the day, I wasn't as polished with everything. anyway, the URL, is that what they call it? The URL ended.
Oh, yeah.
and, yeah, I didn't get the for some reason, I didn't renew it in time, and somebody bought it out from underneath me. And now they have a little 10-day grace period. Way back in the day, they didn't. And they just bought it. And then they tried – it gets worse, folks. They tried to sell it back to me. And I guess – you know, I'm like, how – you know, how much is it going to be? And they wanted like $5,000, and I'm like, hold on. And I looked, and I'm like, oh – .us, $20 a year, we're going with that, you know, and now it's funny because now it's available and I should buy it, I guess, you know, it's down back at the $20 level and I'm just like, then I would have to change all of my web flyers.
now it would just be a hassle. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm like, this is the .us has worked for 20 years. Let's just stay with it, you know. I don't think I'm losing any sales from not.
You are doing you're definitely keeping it consistent on there, and you're doing great. And I actually, since you mentioned the phone, I have some messages I wanted to just quickly acknowledge. Yes, we do have Shannon in California. She's actually teaching a yoga nidra class tonight. The Phoenix is listening in Alaska. We have Drew in Maryland on vacation, and Yadi is also listening. She's the ninja warrior I was telling you about. So we have some people confirming they are here. They're and I'm not sure if anyone tried to call in, but we're getting some feedback. So it's good feedback.
Oh, nice. That's exciting. I can't wait to tell my wife that we had an American Ninja Warrior listening in. You know, how cool is that?
Yep.
See?
I know. It's very
freaking cool. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I also know that we have some people who are interested in your art as well. So Phoenix mentioned that. So we'll do a little linking up there after this. But
absolutely.
It's so great.
Alaska,
always
no problem.
The show. Yeah. We got it. Alaska.
You know, whenever you're too young to know this show. There used to be a show I loved set in Alaska called Northern Exposure, and one of the main characters was a bush pilot. She delivered the mail. So whenever we ship anything to Alaska, I always picture her, you know, delivering it or whatever, taking up all the room in the plane.
This
is cool. So somebody's out. People can get it. They can get it. They can, you know, if you know somebody, folks, one of the great playing about streaming, I get it. And I just watched I had no idea about this, Jessica. I just watched a whole video essay about, I'm going to say it wrong. Is it Destroyed Kid? Destroyed Kid?
Distro Kid. Yeah.
One
Distro
of the
Kid.
That sends it out to everything and whatnot. I had no idea what they charged. Oh, my gosh. That's a whole nother show. But anyway, it's phenomenal. What was I saying? Oh, streaming. One of the things I like about streaming is you can buy a track for somebody. As long as you've got their email address, you can buy somebody a track. So if somebody's going through it and they need to hear somebody, well, pick it up and send it to them. Get their email address and...
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's one of the blessings. So everybody's talking about today. It's so much harder because there's so many people on social media and things, but it's like, it's kind of a catch. I don't know if it's even a catch 22. It's like, it is what you make of it, because there are so many more opportunities to distribute your music. So I distribute it through Vidya, and so it's Vidya, it's all over, it's everything. And I freaking
nice.
Appreciate you mentioning that. And I also, we have Arizona, Kendra, we have James in Australia, Favy, and my mom is listening. I'm telling you, Jamie, you're spreading the good vibes. It's always a freaking
hey,
delight.
Hey, Mrs. Mar, three cheers for Mrs. Mar.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, you know, taking her to all those ballet classes or gymnastics or whatever. I don't know. I have no idea if Jessica took any of those types of classes. I grew up with three sisters, and they were always taking a class somewhere. Into something, man.
Yeah, my mom.
Every
well,
Saturday
my mom put
was
me
a
in
pageant
a, my,
or a recital or something, you know.
Yeah. my parents put me in a potato peeling class. No, I'm just kidding.
Potato peeling. That's awesome.
You're gonna peel some potatoes. You're gonna have to work. No, they didn't really do that. I'm shooting the shit, but.
And yeah. She's still a fan of potatoes, I bet. I don't think I've met anybody that went. I'll tell you what's weird. I was out to dinner. This is a few months ago. Me and my wife were with this other couple, a business couple, and we were out to dinner. And you know how they bring you bread to the table? The
mm-hmm.
guy just spoke for everybody. You know, the server came and was like, hey, you know, would you guys like some bread? And of course we want bread. You know, I'm a Hubba Bubba. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring the bread, man. Bring more bread, you know. And this guy just took over. I guess he was an alpha guy or something, you know. And he was just like, yeah, no, we don't need the bread. And I'm like,
yeah.
And then he just offhandedly told us all, yeah, I'm not a big fan of bread. And that was like red flag to me. I'm like, this guy's a psycho. He's got people in his basement. It's a Law and Order episode. Who doesn't like bread, you know?
Shannon says, always say yes to bread.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I couldn't let that go either. I had a conversation with my wife for a week after that about that. You know.
Always say yes to bread or GTFO.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Bread and potatoes, yeah.
Give me all the carbs.
That's right.
This is amazing.
But see, you chose the hard art, Jessica, where you got to look good and stuff. You know, you got to look like a pop star. Me, I'm a painter. I can look like a toad. It doesn't matter. It's just the painting. You know, that's all anybody cares about. They don't,
see, every
there's
this
no
is,
image
okay.
with my thing.
Jamie, can I get on? Are you going to allow me? I know we're getting close to the end, but will you allow me to get on my soapbox for something just
Absolutely.
Inspired by what you said right now? I am a firm believer that everyone should feel like they're a 10. I'm like, I don't
That's
believe
true.
In any number underneath. So, you know, I'm happy to say I'm doing my best to feel like a 10. I know my beautiful friends are 10. Jamie, you're 10. Danny's a 10. We're all out here looking our best. And that's all. I believe everybody's beautiful in their own unique way. So I'm sorry, you know, when you invite me on the show, you know I'm going to get up there on that soapbox, so I can't
That's
help
true.
It. It's in my blood.
That is true. That is true. My dog's a 10, even though she's not brain. Even though she looks like a brain.
That's Jamie, not ant. No, I'm just kidding.
That's very true. That's very true.
No, dogs too. Dogs are even better. Dogs are 11.
Oh, man. We've got this outside cat now that showed up. My wife, we had two indoor cats. My wife had this cat for 17 years. He passed also, just like Mr. Cuddles. And you know what happened? It's life. They live a nice life. Quick, but it's quick. Sucks. And a couple days after he passed, a stray cat showed up. Just showed up. Stray cat. Black cat. We've named her Raven. And she, my wife says, has the exact same personality traits. Do with that what you will, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying, you know, the soul of the one cat. Nothing weird like that. I'm just saying this stray cat showed up. And we've yet to bring this cat in because, you know, cats have issues sometimes. And you don't want to introduce sickness or something into your cat that doesn't
right.
have it, you know. And plus, you know, we've got a giant yard and stuff. And believe me, this cat hasn't made, man. I made a house for the cat. This cat's living a pretty good life. But she's living outside. And spring is here in South Florida. And that means that, you know, the fleas have come in. And she was looking rough the other day. And, man, my wife went and bought a bunch of stuff. And she's looking great again, though. She's a 10 again. It just took a little work, you know. She was looking kind of Greyhound bus station. You know, she was looking a little rough. Oh, bless her heart. Bless her heart. But,
she's
living nice
for the wear.
Well, you know, and that's the problem with black cat is, you know, if there's an itchy patch, it shows up. You know, it's like a sign. You know, that white comes through real, real hot and heavy. But no, she's fine. And she's going, folks, before you send me emails, we have a vet scheduled and whatnot. She will be an indoor cat, believe me, before. That's how things happen here at my house. I've got a,
taking the tree.
I have a turtle taking that the little neighbor girl found. And this turtle was the size of a quarter, and, you know, her grandma brought her over, and I happen to have a 75-gallon tank that the turtle now lives in, and the turtle won the lottery, man. It's eating shrimp every meal and living life. It is.
I remember you mentioning this turtle, I think, I don't remember if it was the last time we spoke or the time before, so I definitely remember. I remember you do the animal rescue, which is awesome. I love that.
It's not intentional, but there have been times in my life when I wish somebody would have rescued me at the time. You know, I've been there. I think that's actually how I met my wife.
This is the time where I'm like, circling back to what you said about the tribe, which, by the way, I mentioned our friend that plays drums with us. I know he's listening too in Iowa. So we're getting a lot of hellos and people listening, and so it's
nice.
Super awesome. And also hi to mom again. But I definitely agree with you about the tribe. It's so important to surround yourself with amazing people, and I've been very blessed to have that. And so it's been a combination for me of like becoming my own savior or whatever, and also leaning on my community and my tribe and like my faith and everything. And so it's been a big time of growth, Jamie, but I feel like you've always been so awesome to just constantly, you know, see me and my work and inspire me. And I feel very inspired by what you do. And I'm telling you, I feel the winds of change are blowing, Jamie, and things are picking up. I can tell you. I see it. It's looking good. So I'm excited. We're next stop. Here we come. You know, Grammy. Let's go.
Absolutely. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, because Jessica, you know this. You know this in your heart of hearts. But sometimes it's nice to be reminded. You are super good at what you do. You know, seriously. And I'm not just saying that. Okay. I know a lot of guys in the business who just, you know, blow a lot of smoke and whatnot. But seriously, you are really, really good at this, you know. So, and I don't mean just music talent, you know. Yeah, you've got that turned up to 10. I'm saying the whole thing. It's a different, the music business is totally different today, you know. And folks, you have to understand, Justin's an independent artist. She doesn't have some big record company, you know, giving her loans and writing her checks and we got to do this all this kind of stuff. She's doing all this stuff, or she has a team that does. I don't know, but she's overseeing everything. I know that. I don't know if you do have a team. I imagine you would oversee everything.
It's just me, Jamie. It's me, you know? And then of course my producers are producing the tracks, but. I'm getting very emotional in a good way, just appreciating everything you're saying, because, you know, I am very blessed. Like I said, I have support system, and of course, you know, my my parents are rooting me on. But I'm wearing all the hats, and I mean my team is my community, my tribe, my friends, the people
Absolutely.
Who listen and support my music, and that keeps me going. And then lovely, beautiful people like yourself who are just reminding me to keep going, because I am doing what I have to do. It's in my soul. I've got no other choice. So thank you for saying that so much. I really, really appreciate it more than I can say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything I can do. Folks, also realize that, you know, out there listening, that you're part of a tribe. You may not even realize it, but when you are part of a tribe, there's a little bit of responsibility with that. Do what you can to help people in your tribe. You know, that just might be an encouraging word or something, if that's, you know, or whatever. But help out if you can, you know. The world will get better if we all do that.
Yep.
You know, what do I know?
I agree.
But
no, you know a thing or two. you know many things.
Yeah.
You know many things.
I'm just an old man catching up on the girl talk here. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Folks, thank
you
so
love
much
our
for tuning
talk.
In. Okay. We should do just a one monthly podcast and call it that. No, that'll be a whole weird thing.
We'll get Danny in on it.
Oh, I know.
We'll get your wife
in.
We'll make a girl talk, and then we'll shoot the shit, and then talk some shit about Jamie, but you know, also say the great things.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the toxic male.
Don't
be one of those guys either, folks, you know?
I don't know where that
myth started with in our culture that guys, didn't you ever see Back to the Future? Yeah, she was his mom, but she didn't know it. She liked Marty, man. When you're a jerk like Biff, nobody, that is a game, you know? Somewhere in society, guys started getting this idea of, if I'm a jerk, girls are going to like me. No, they're not. Not good girls. Not the girls you want liking you. The girls you wind up going to bail bonds about. You know, you don't want that. That's a whole other show.
The kinder you are to people, the better you treat people, the further you go, case in point.
Absolutely. And if you got a little talent on something, whatever it is, that goes a long way too. Confidence, and if you can make a woman, I just know from the guy's point of view, but if you can make a woman laugh, and women seem to dig people that kind of got it together, or at least think they do, or know what they're doing. You know, they like that.
Yep. The more self-assured you can be, and the more you can treat others well and emanate that, the better you'll be received in general. So I definitely agree with that.
Absolutely. Be kind, folks. Be kind. And this episode, I forgot to say, we'll be converting to a podcast. We'll be blasting that out everywhere. And, you know, just stay tuned, because we're going to have Jessica back. I promise, because she is just cool, turned up to 10. Again, jessicamar.com, all of her social media links are there. And pick up somebody today, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, thank you so much for being on. You rock.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. You rock, and you're amazing, and I'm so honored to be on the show every time. I really appreciate you. And thank you for all you do for artists, because you're making a difference.
Awesome. Thank you. Folks, we'll see you next time. Have a good one.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.